Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we've got a great guest today, Gail Ely. Gail is with Total Life Leadership. Gail, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you, John.
Good. Thanks for being here. Welcome to the Digital Ignition Studio. Before we get to you, I want to remind everyone that we are broadcasting from inside Digital Ignition. This place is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, and a fantastic break room with outdoor patio and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. What else do you need? If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. We now turn to Gail Ely. Gail is with Total Life Leadership. You're going to tell us everything about leadership we need to know today, right?
Of course.
Okay, so perfect, because I've been looking forward to this. So tell us, first of all, about you and how you got into the leadership coaching and presentations that you do.
Okay, well, great. Thank you, John, for having me. You know, I've always been a leadership geek. I've always loved to study leadership. I love to talk about leadership, much to the chagrin of my friends sometimes. But I actually believe that effective leadership can make or break a business. But what really prompted me to focus on building effective leaders was my own epic failure story.
Oh, wow. That's pretty honest and transparent.
Yeah. So in 2011, I was poised to become the head of staff at a regional office of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'd risen quickly through the leadership positions, and my boss was mentoring me to take her position when she retired. In October of that year, I got a call at the end of the day. The person on the other end of the phone told me that I was about to be investigated for creating a hostile work environment.
Holy Moses.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was told to pack my bags, leave the office, not talk to anybody, and not return until the investigation had been completed. So as you can imagine, I was shocked. I was embarrassed.
Wow.
I was angry. I don't even know how I got home that day.
Yeah.
I knew that I'd had some verbal altercations with staff, but I'd never threatened anybody physically, nor had I used what I would call vulgar language when I was speaking with anybody. So the investigation took 6 months, longest 6 months of my life.
Wow.
Everyone in the office was asked about any negative experiences they'd had with me. And some reported that I'd gotten angry with them or that I hadn't interacted in a very supportive way. So looking back, I realized that my lack of self-awareness and headstrong approach really didn't serve me very well, nor the people that I was leading. My command and control leadership style stemmed from my belief that if things were going to get done, I had to do them my way.
Mm-hmm.
So when the investigation was over, I took the opportunity to retire after 23 years. Now, that experience really led me to a long period of self-reflection. Even though I was able to retire, the truth was my career was over and I didn't have a job. But it was with the help of a leadership coach that I began to understand how I got to the place that I was in.
Mm.
I really believed that I had to do it all myself. So who I was being, how I was showing up with all that negative energy was really creating what I call a boiler full of stress that had me behave in ways that really weren't who I was. But today, a number of years later, I've learned from my mistakes, and even though I have a full plate, I'm a completely different person today. So in 2014, I started Total Life Leadership with the goal of helping leaders who found themselves in the place that I was in, stressed and overwhelmed, to develop strategies that help them become successful even when they're in challenging circumstances. And the other reason I started Total Life Leadership was to let leaders and really everybody know that you can survive and you can even thrive after a devastating experience.
Wow, what a story. So you were out 6 months and you weren't working during all that time. I mean, you were basically on furlough or?
No, actually, I was on, I was not working at all for a couple of weeks. But then I was told, and my boss was told, that we had to find something for me to do. But I couldn't talk to anybody but her, my boss.
Oh, dear.
So we made stuff up, basically, for me to do.
Gotcha. Okay. So really, that turned into a opportunity for you. It didn't seem like that at the time, but it turned into an opportunity for you to do a whole lot of self-reflection, and some of it was not necessarily positive, but you needed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, yes.
Wow. Yeah. So it's easy, though, when you go through an experience like that to become bitter and negative, though. So what kept you from going in that direction versus where you've ended up?
Well, I was bitter and angry for a while.
Yeah, of course.
But it was really the idea that I did not want to stay there. I didn't like being angry and bitter, so I really didn't want to stay there. So I really did the hard work of self-reflection in order to, you know, build my resilience and to really come back and say, okay, where's the opportunity here? And the opportunity was to help other people, to prevent them from getting into that situation, or even if they have, to say, you know what, you can get through this too.
So what are the circumstances that lead people to that point of where they're transmitting their pain, they're transmitting their stress on others? Yeah. I mean, I know it's easy to say their schedule is overwhelmed, they're overwhelmed in terms of their time or what have you. But what are some of those circumstances maybe that don't get recognized?
Well, as you heard me mention earlier, it was really what was going on in my head. I mean, my boss was mentoring me to become her, you know, replacement. She was eligible to retire, so I had kind of taken on, you know, the fact that I was going to be running this whole organization. The problem I had was the belief that that the entire organization, success or failure, was on me. That was the key question that my leadership coach asked was, well, what were you thinking when you were that stressed out? And I said, I was thinking that I was carrying the entire burden for this organization, which was not true. But that's what it began with, my thoughts.
So talk a little bit about, Gail, about what's an obvious question, but sometimes obvious questions don't have obvious answers, which is why we ought to ask them, right?
Sure.
So why is effective leadership for a business so important?
Well, let me start by giving you some statistics.
Okay.
We have the lowest employment rate that we've had in 49 years today, 3.7%. So that makes it in what real estate people call a seller's market, right? So people have numerous opportunities. If they're good at what they do, they're going to have numerous opportunities for jobs these days. Now, here's the other side of that. A Gallup survey has been taken about employee engagement for years and years and years. And today, only 34% of U.S. workers say they're fully engaged at work. And that's actually better than it's been in the last couple of decades. It's trending up, but still 34%. Of people.
That's lousy.
Yeah. And so because of the low unemployment, those who aren't engaged at work are going to be looking for another job. So if you don't make it, you know, a place that people want to work in terms of your leadership, it's going to start costing you money. In fact, what the Gallup also quotes, the figure $11 billion is lost annually due to employee turnover. Huge amount.
Wow. So how much of this comes from, you know, what's going on in corporate America with concern about consolidations, mergers, management teams getting downsized, middle management in some organizations basically disappearing? We've got what seems to be age discrimination at a certain point in a lot of organizations. You know, that would seem to create really a boiler room for this kind of
Well, it certainly does in a lot of organizations, and it does in small and medium-sized businesses as well, because effective leadership has to start at the top, you know, because you are the one who is setting the trend for what's going to happen, trickling down all the way to the organization. I will tell you that the Dale Carnegie Company has come up with three key drivers for employee engagement, and guess what? They all have to do with leadership. Hmm. The first one is your relationship with your direct manager is a key factor, a key driver for employee engagement. Your belief in senior management, senior leadership. And the third is how much pride you have in working for the company that you're working for. All of those have to do with leadership. Another statistic I'll throw out at you, companies with engaged employees outperform those without engaged employees by over 200%.
So if I'm a head of an organization, how do I know what I need to do to get my employees engaged? What are the secrets there?
What I believe, and I think most people who are in the leadership space believe, is that what it takes to be an effective leader is that you first of all have to understand who you are as a person and how you're showing up as a leader. That is critical. I always start with my clients in a round of self-awareness and understanding who you are. I'll tell you what, one of the classic business books, Good to Great by Jim Collins, describes the most effective leaders as those with personal humility and professional will. So they're leaders who don't necessarily enjoy the limelight, but they're bold and courageous when it comes to results. And one of my favorite leadership gurus these days is Simon Sinek. Mm-hmm. And he says, a star wants to see themselves rise to the top. A leader wants to see those around them become stars. So really effective leaders learn how to lead themselves first, and then leading others flows from that.
We're speaking with Gail Ely, and Gail is the founder of Total Life Leadership. So let's just step aside here for just a second. Total Life Leadership, that sounds like more than just the workplace.
Well, my belief is that how you show up anywhere is how you show up everywhere. So oftentimes when I'm dealing with clients and we're talking about leadership issues, guess what? It actually flows and bleeds over into their personal life, because oftentimes their stresses may not be as much caused at work as it is by what's going on at home. So I actually believe that, you know, a total life is the life that's really consistent and really helps make an effective leader.
Cool. Now, you talked about leadership styles, and it seems to me that we're in such a guru culture, right? I mean, we love to put people up on pedestals, and sometimes folks that are looking to improve their leadership maybe look to individuals and try to imitate styles as opposed to be authentic, as you mentioned before, to whoever they are and whatever their style is.
Yeah, I think that's really, really important. I think authentic leadership is really important. What that means is you have to go through a discovery process to determine what your style is. You know, one of the questions I like to play around with my clients is, who are you as a leader? What are your values? What are your positive attributes? And what difference do you want to make in the world? I think when you can answer those questions, you really begin to come up with what your authentic style is.
So talk about that process. I mean, how you work with a client. Someone comes to you and says, Gail, I don't know what I need to do, but I know I'm striking out as a leader.
Yeah.
Talk about that process.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I do, I use a unique process that I was trained in when I became a certified coach, called Core Energy Coaching, which is focused on helping the leader to manage their internal energy by managing the thoughts that drive the energy. Remember, I talked about my thoughts were really what was driving how I was behaving, and that's actually what I believe. So That energy can manifest itself in behavior that may or may not serve the leader well. So I use a 20-minute online assessment to take a snapshot of the leader's energetic profile. So armed with those assessment results, we work to help the leader develop the ability to shift his or her energy to a level that best fits the situation. And that's key. It's whatever best fits the situation, because sometimes anger is the appropriate response to something. Not very often, but sometimes it is. So it's really beginning to understand and control that energy to the level that fits the situation. When the leader is able to do that well, their leadership is much more inspiring and effective.
Excellent. So talk a little bit about your ideal client. Who's the typical kind of leader that you're working with?
Sure. So I work really in three arenas. I do individual and team coaching. I do leadership and team development. And I work with businesses on change management. So for individuals, my ideal client is that small to medium-sized business owner or leader who gets that the tone they set in the business creates a chain reaction all the way down to the bottom line. So what they ask themselves is, how can I become a more effective leader? For organizations, my ideal client is, again, a small to medium-sized business that sees the benefit of personal and professional development and the benefit of strengthening their work team through perhaps better communication and team dynamics. I'm a certified DISC facilitator, and so I work with organizations about how to communicate better. And finally, I work with businesses to help them navigate the change that they're dealing with at the time.
So is the typical engagement for you with the individual or the executive or a leader of an organization, or is it with the business itself?
It usually starts with a leader who says, I think I'd like to do something. I may want you to work with the team or with the entire organization if it's a small business, but it typically starts with the leader saying, we want to do something.
Now, when you're doing a team, working with the team, how do you get honesty out of that group, right? I mean, because if I'm on a team that is going through this coaching and this training, I may have a problem talking frankly about my boss that got all this started, right?
Sure. Well, and that can actually be a problem. And if I sense that that's a problem, I try to do some trust-building exercises first of all, you know. And what I've discovered is that people, even who've worked together for a long time, they don't really know each other that well. And we know that getting to know someone is how you begin to build trust. So I may do some exercises around helping them to get to know each other better. If there's a high level of trust, I had a client a couple of weeks ago where the trust was pretty high. They'd been working together pretty well, and I could sense that. So I could begin to ask them some questions, and they didn't have any problem sharing that. So it just depends on the situation.
So size of organizations, is there any particular size of organizations that you work with?
When I say small to medium businesses, I usually try to couch that in number of employees. Mm-hmm. And so anywhere from, you know, a handful to usually up to about 250 employees.
And I'm glad you mentioned the handful. So, I can forecast what a small business out there may be thinking, which is, hey, I've got this little small group. You know, why do I need to worry about leadership? That's for bigger companies with bigger teams.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that could be the case. But again, I go back to the unemployment statistics and the small business owners that I know that are having trouble finding people and keeping people. So, you know, if that's not your problem, then maybe I'm not the right person for you. But, you know, I work with small businesses. I've worked recently with a gentleman who owns an auto body shop. He's been in business about 10 years. He's got that handful of employees, but he was ready to take his business to the next level. He started it himself, so he worked in the business. He was ready to work on the business and lead the business and lead the team rather than just working in the business.
We're speaking with Gail Ely, and Gail is the founder of Total Life Leadership. So are there particular, notwithstanding my comment about gurus earlier, but you mentioned Simon Sinek and Dale Carnegie. Are there some other folks that you look to for inspiration?
Those are the main ones, and I just because they're thought leaders. John Maxwell is another one. Don Maxwell is a thought leader in leadership and has always been. And I think what I like about all of them is they know that leadership, just as anything in life, is a journey. It's not that you're going to ever really say that you've arrived necessarily. It's the journey of getting better and better and better.
Now, you talked about crisis coming from within. You know, when that stress, that pain, whatever that is that's coming out. Talk about leadership in crisis that comes from without.
Outside
the organization, that all of a sudden I'm a leader in my organization. I've got to guide people through this crisis we're dealing with.
Well, I don't think it's really different. I think the leader is going to take the lead, if you will, on how he or she's going to respond to that crisis. And that is going to indicate how others are going to respond to that crisis. So again, it goes back to how are you managing your internal energy? How are you managing your thoughts? And that is going to determine how you and the organization go through whatever's going on.
So how do potential clients engage with you? How does that work?
Well, what I really love to do before we even talk about money is to sit down and talk about what their needs are. I want to have a relationship with them, at least begin a relationship so that I understand what their business is, what their needs are. I've got an array of things that we can work on and tools and things that I can bring to the table. So it always starts with sitting down with a leader and maybe the leader's team. I did this with the Gwinnett County Public Library System. I've done several engagements with them and sat down with the team and listened to what it was that they thought that they were needing, made some suggestions, and then give them a proposal with a menu of options. Now, if it's just an individual person, what I always do before I engage with a client is offer them an opportunity for a complimentary coaching session. A lot of people are not sure what coaching is, so they get an idea of what it is, what it isn't, and they get an idea of my style, because my style is not for everybody, so we want to make sure it's a good fit.
Cool. Sounds great. Gail Ely, Total Life Leadership. So for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you, how do they do that?
Yeah, www.total-life-leadership.com or 678-520-7477.
Gail, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Yeah, a pleasure. Folks, if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, putting on a workshop maybe, if you've got some of those problems, you need to engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels with wings, who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business. Your terms, your timeline. They fly in when you need their help, and they fly off when the job is done. I love that. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel Essie Escobedo at 770-442-9246. Folks, I want to remind you that we've got a great archive of shows, business leaders like Gail, that we've had over the last 3 years. Love to have you check that out. NorthFulton.BusinessRadioX.com. Almost 130 shows, over 300 guests, and there's something for everybody in that archive. So, for Gail Ely, Diane behind the board, I'm John Ray. Thanks again for being with us on North Fulton Business Radio.